Okay, it's time now to let go of the day behind you. So find yourself in a comfortable position. Doesn't matter if you're sitting up or lying down. All depends on whether you're getting ready for bed or if this is just a reflection at the end of your day. But do whatever you want or need to do in order to be comfortable. Begin by very gently closing your eyes and taking some nice deep breaths. Just relaxing on the exhale, letting go on the exhale of everything that you've carried around today, everything that did and didn't happen. As you exhale, let your shoulders drop. Relax the jaw and all the muscles of the face. If you like, you can do some gentle head rolls to relax the neck. Nice soft belly. The arms and legs grow heavy. All tension and stress just drains out of your fingertips, out of the soles of your feet, out of every pore of your body, like sand through an hourglass. And you know that it's safe to let go, to let the breath just be easy. You don't even have to focus on it. You just let it take its natural rhythm. There's nothing to hold on to, nothing to grab for or reach or try to figure out or fix or change. And there's nothing to get rid of or push away, nothing to repress or suppress. The thoughts just come and go. You're not avoiding any thought or trying to think a particular thought. You're letting them all be, because you're letting yourself be. This is your time to gently, with kindness and compassion, reflect on the day behind you. So look back at today, the things that happened. And notice any judgment you have about the things that happened. Note if there is any judgment about how you reacted to what did or didn't happen. Any judgment you have about yourself or other people. Any uncomfortable feelings or regrets or shame or blame or guilt. And we are going to take all of those right now and surrender them to Spirit. So together, let's take a nice deep breath and release them on the exhale. We are giving them to God, the God of your being, the God of your understanding. Not a God separate from us, but the God that is one with us, that divine presence. We surrender it to you now, Spirit. Every bit of it. We seek forgiveness from ourselves, for ourselves. And as best we can, we extend forgiveness to others. We don't have to know how, and it doesn't even have to be complete. But right now, we are at least willing. And we breathe in that forgiveness now, We breathe in that peace. And our thoughts turn now to gratitude for the day. Thanksgiving and praise for the good. So let your mind now move to what it is that you are grateful for today. What were the blessings of this day? The people, the situations, the circumstances, the feelings. Breathe in that gratitude and breathe out gratitude. Let it wash over you and take you even deeper into a state of peace. And let your mind now begin to move into a recognition of where you got it right today. Whatever that means to you, be very, very generous with yourself. Notice where you were loving, where you were kind to yourself or to others, where you kept your word, where you took care of yourself. Anything at all, nothing is too small to be noted. This is how self-love begins. Notice if there are any feelings that you don't deserve to be praised, and just breathe those out. Breathe out any sense of false modesty or false humility. You're not being arrogant. You're not being conceited. You're just honestly praising the you that God made. Feel appreciation for yourself. And feel appreciation now for this body. Notice if today at all you've been judging it, resisting it. It's time to let all of that go. Whether you think of your body as healthy and fit, or sick and aged. Now is the time to only focus on it as a wonderful vessel of the living spirit. Bless all of it. And if there is part of your body that you judge, or part of it that it is in pain or sick, breathe in light to that part of your body. Breathe in a golden light and let that light bless all the cells of your body, helping it to relax here at the end of the day. Preparing it for sleep, whether sleep is coming right after this or a few hours from now, we still set the intention that the body will be blessed during that sleep, that it will be relaxed and restored, that all of the systems of the body will have a chance to realign themselves. The emotional system, the mental system, the immune system. You know, many of the esoteric traditions teach us that during the hours of sleep, there are guides that come and take us to the higher realms of consciousness, to a kind of soul school, a place where we are taught, where the lessons that we went through that day begin to make sense to our soul. This is the kind of sleep we want tonight. One in which the body is renewed and restored, and the soul is restored and renewed. Where even if we don't have a conscious understanding of our particular lessons, our soul knows, our soul is leading us forward. So we rest now in this cocoon of golden light, and we enter this state of prayer as we ask now our own spirit guides to come to us tonight in our sleep, to take us to the higher realms, to the esoteric schools, to protect our body as we sleep, and to teach us what we came here to learn, how to be kinder, more compassionate, more peaceful people. We ask now for protection for our home, for our loved ones, all through the night. That there be great rest and rejuvenation, that we sleep in peace and awake, refreshed, renewed, invigorated, in joy, in happiness. God, we surrender now everything that happened today, releasing it as part of our past. We release our future, this sleep that we will be in tonight and our day tomorrow, and we relax into a blessed now. A blessed present moment. Nothing to do or fix or change. We relax into your peace and your grace and your love. For this rest, for this life, we are so grateful. We release all to you in thanksgiving and praise. Together we say, Amen.